this on record.
And he said just to let it keep going into city council.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Should I start it now?
Yeah.
Pass it down.
Ooh, it's light for a change.
Oh, yeah.
All the money's gone.
It's usually full of money.
Going live.
Who else did you get one for?
You got three?
Three what?
So you got Joe.
Oh, yeah. That's the way it was off. Oh, Lane's is down there.
Oh. Where does Lane sit?
Because they put an extra seat in here.
Yeah, that extra seat closed me off. Who are we missing? Yes,
I didn't count right.
We ready? I'd like to convene this public notice for our CBDG grant, Community Development Block Grant, first public hearing. Item 1A, and we're doing it at 4:34. The Community Block Development Block Grant, CDBG, first public hearing notice. The notice is hereby given by Price City. We'll hold a public hearing on 12/10/25 at 185 East Main Street, Price, Utah 84501. At 4:34, Price City is eligible to apply to the Utah Department of Workforce Services for funding under the Community Development Block Grant, the CDBG, Small Cities Program, a federally funded program administered by the state of Utah Housing and Community Development Division, HCD. Public City is eligible to apply for CDBG funding, provided Price City meets the applicable program requirements. The purpose of the public hearing is to provide citizens with pertinent information about the Community Development Block Grant Program and to allow for discussion of possible applications. This public hearing will cover eligible activities, program requirements, and expected funding allocations in the region. The CDBG program can fund a broad range of activities, including but not limited to construction of public works and facilities, work and sewer lines, fire stations, acquisitions of real property, and provision of public service such as food banks or homeless shelters. In the event that Price City chooses to apply CDBG grant funding, a second public hearing will be held at a later time to discuss the project. Further information can be obtained by contacting Justin Orth at 435-636-3147. In compliance with the American with Disabilities Act, individuals needing special accommodations, including auxiliary communicative aids and services, during the hearing should notify Justin North at 432 West 600 South, Price, Utah 84501, at least 3 days prior to the hearing. Individuals will seek and or hearing impairments may call the Relay Utah by dialing 711, Spanish Relay Utah 1-888-346-3162.
So, motion to second to open the hearing.
I move we open the public hearing.
Second.
I have a motion from Council Member Miller and a second from Council Member Jesperson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And that was at 4:37 p.m.
Mayor, just a couple comments to help out. One is that in the past, just to remind everybody, Price City has used CDBG money for the ADA access to the basement project with the library, and most recently, it was about a year and a half ago, for purchase of the SCBAs for the fire department. So those are some examples of where Price City's used in the past. I would also advise you that the amount of CDBG funds that are expected to be available, now this is district-wide through the Association of Governments, so it'd be Carbon, Evergrande, San Juan County, and have to go through all their ranking and rating process, but the total amount of money available district-wide is estimated to be $504,284. In your introduction, you mentioned the types of activities that can be funded with CDBG money, so I just wanted to let you know.
Okay. Chief, did you have anything to add to this?
I just think that it could be beneficial. We have two fire trucks that are seeing the expired life, as you would say. One's reaching over 25 years. The other one's seeing a lot of firefighter mileage, if you want to call it, not necessarily highway miles, but have seen a lot of rough terrain. It would be possibly an option to put it forth towards one. Of course, it won't be able to pay for one, but it would be assistance to be able to pay for that. Of course, we'll need to purchase one in the near
future. Good start.
A good start, absolutely.
Nick, from what you said about the 500,000, I thought there was more that was available for this.
So the total amount of money, and I don't know the total.
Okay.
It's probably closer to about $750,000. Now there are what they call set-asides. So before the money's made available for projects, some of those set-asides are things like the housing and rehab program, the CDBG planning program that operate through the Association of Governments.
Okay.
So if we wanted to apply for this grant for fire truck or down payment or anything like that, what's the process?
So this public hearing is about what are possible projects. The chief mentioned one. The city settles on, the city can be a sponsor of a project. Mm-hmm. If we don't have a project, we're an eligible applicant, we can sponsor a project. If we have an internal eligible project, we can, of course, sponsor our own. And once that determination is made, that'd be what they literally is called the second public hearing, which would be about the selected project or projects that application would be made for. And then application is made, you know, potentially money is allocated. You might apply for a different amount of money than you actually received. You might not get it this year. But that process would go on through the spring and into the late spring, early summer months.
And Justin is the one?
Justin's been the primary contact for CDBG for us this cycle, yes.
Okay. Miles, did you have something?
No, I don't have any projects.
Even if you could talk, yeah.
Dave, do you have anything? You came in for this meeting?
He's here.
No,
he's here for the
meeting.
Just here for the city council meeting.
Oh, you're here for the next one.
Seeing as though there's no more public comment?
You have to wait 15 minutes.
Okay.
For this. Yeah, I think there's a time limit for this. There it's not something you can just close.
I did not realize that. I think so.
I think there's a time limit on it. I could be wrong, but I have the book. No, I don't have the book. It's in my car. It says the outline of what you have to do with this. I know that when Tamara and I did it, we waited for 15 minutes.
It's not a bad thing to do.
And it's recorded. It's so.
And I think this is a worthy project for us to look into. You know, we know that this cost is going to come up, whether we are proactive about it or reactive about it, it's going to hit us one way or the other.
It's been some years since we got a minute. I've had also a couple of past projects ways back was we sponsored projects for the Housing Authority of Carbon County, and we did that 2 or 3 years in a row. We did windows and furnace upgrades and quite a bit of efficiency upgrades for many of their properties. We were an eligible applicant, they had an eligible project.
Didn't we do the stained glass windows at the Greek church?
That was a different deal. That wasn't CDG, that was a different deal. Yeah.
But this particular project, you know, the council feels, you know, that you want to go forward with, you know, the two applications of a fire truck. I can speak on that, you know, because the, come on in. So with just knowing the history of the fire trucks and what we have at risk, the 1606, you know, we do have a truck that can't make emergency speeds, and it's just evident that truck is something of a concern. And that's, if we get partial funding for this, then we look at doing something with that money and then going to CIB. Or if we get, you know, 500,000, then we go after the other half and get another fire truck, you know, and be talking to them. I think that's the two.
Yeah, your fire trucks, they're increasing in price just like anything else. And the last quote or what I've looked into to replace an engine itself is roughly 950,000 is what they usually range for. So that would just be a big chunk of change for the sensitive price to actually sit on. So if we had to replace that engine, hopefully it's down the line. But another one is the 606 that the mayor has talked about. It's the smaller truck that we take to try to save the apparatuses. It responds to our medical calls, our light rescue. It has some extrication equipment on it that allows us to go if it's outside of improved roads. But with that being medicals and the multiple jobs that it actually handles, it sees a lot of miles. Definitely a lot of use to it. So that would be one out, maybe one towards it if possible.
Would the price be about the same?
So that not being an apparatus, a rough estimate I had was somewhere in the neck of the woods, about 425 to about 500,000. So that would be more obtainable, I believe, when I talked to Lisa, with if we went this grant and we went forward with that.
Okay.
Do you have any questions about the process we're doing? This is an open meeting, so you're welcome to.
Yeah, you've seen other cities going after this CBD. I've been watching the other cities post that they're doing the same process we're doing right now. Helper just had theirs. I'm not sure Wellington had one.
Wellington, they did not have one.
Elmo?
They were going to, but something happened in the city. So I don't know. I'm find out.
But there's a couple cities in Emory County also that I've seen posted.
Yeah.
That are doing the same process. Mm-hmm. So it's this money is very competitive as we talk, you know.
And there's carbon in Emory granddad's come up.
Yeah. And I'm just seeing the carbon in Emory's postings. So
when you say about 500,000, is that how much is possibly available for price, or is that how much is available for like all of these competing cities?
That's the estimate for the entire district.
For four counties.
Carbon, Emory, Grand, and San Juan total.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's, you know, the right, like you said, the ranking of this project, where does it rank and the importance of it?
If this project's selected, then there'll be another public hearing just on that project. And then it goes to what they call a ranking and rating to see how it stacks up against
the other towns.
Yeah. And things like match money, being ready to go, matter. Is the project ready to go? You know, if you have something that you know, might not be ready to go because it needs engineering for a year or something, then it probably ranks lower. Mm-hmm. But something that's right, that's right.
We've reached our 15-minute limit. Okay.
2 minutes into it, yes.
I would make a motion to close the public hearing.
So I have a motion to close.
At 4:48.
Yeah.
There's a second.
Wait a minute, there was still public comment. Were you?
No, we were just chatting.
Where it is.
Okay. So I have a motion from Councilmember Willis and a second from Councilmember Miller. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Meeting adjourned at 4:48.
We should call the meeting, Jimmy.
You're late, Jim. So,
that's the CBDG grant. So, Jackie, do you send these minutes of this to Justin? And then.